Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Did you know that enrollment dropped at over 40% of private colleges and universities last year, forcing institutions to offer steep tuition discounts to fill seats? And even with that, colleges began the academic year with a record number of spots still available. Is it sticker shock? Education reporter John Marcus says there are a lot of reasons, including the drop in birth rates that now is showing up in low numbers of high school students. But the key factor may be high tuitions and debt. As one admissions official told John Marcus, we've reached a tipping point. So what does a tipping point mean for higher education and for U.S. competitiveness? John Marcus of the nonpartisan nonprofit education news service, the Hechinger Report, is in our studio with us. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And some people would say, no kidding, the cost of college, you know, on average is prohibitive. We know this. There had to be a tipping point. And by the way, remind us, what is the average cost?
Well, the average cost for a private four-year university is just under $40,000 now. At a public four-year university, it's about $17,000,
$18,000. So is this a tipping point?
Well, you mentioned the demographic shift, but that doesn't explain everything that's going on here. Enrollment fell in the fall semester by 1.8% after years of significant increases, including at community colleges where it's been increasing at double digits. And a lot of experts feel that that's price sensitivity. For the first time, we're seeing market forces being brought to bear in higher education.
Right.
And what's most surprising about that is that it hasn't happened sooner, but if your child wanted very badly to go to a particular university, you mortgage the house to send
right.
them. That's changing.
Right. Well, you write that the top-tier schools, you know, Harvard, which has a huge endowment, they're not as affected by this. They still have kids coming. But what are you seeing in smaller private colleges?
Well, that second-tier private college, the level of private colleges, is having to give more discounts this year. Universities and colleges have very complicated pricing structures, and they charge a sticker price, but they also have a net price, and the net price incorporates discounts, grants, other forms of financial aid. A number of those private universities and colleges had to give more discounts than last year to fill seats, and 41% of them nevertheless saw their enrollment decline. Moody's reported just the other day that some of these private colleges may be at risk of their survival.
Okay, but to tell us, though, we've talked about how there's a feeling that colleges are so inflated with layers of administration and climbing walls. Is this cut that these schools have had to do, is that going to hurt them, or are they going to maybe have to tighten their belts elsewhere?
Well, if they've been talking about tightening their belts for years, and they really haven't been doing it. You haven't seen significant declines in the number of personnel that work at universities and colleges. What they've been doing is passing on the costs to students at double the rate of inflation, and those costs include lower endowment returns and at public universities, cuts in state subsidies.
Yeah. Well, and talk about that, because at these public institutions, states have had to cut the money they spend by over 10% in the last 2 years. This is 25-year lows, the spending of states on these public schools, we're reading in your articles. So kids have less money to go to school, and are fewer of them able to afford it even then.
Not only are fewer of them able to afford it, because these prices are going up at the very time that people have less money in their pockets, but universities and colleges in states like California are actually limiting. They're beginning to cut the number of students they'll accept because of financial reasons, on top of which, since out-of-state students pay more than in-state students, these universities and colleges are actively recruiting out-of-state students. So you may live in a state like California, and your family may pay taxes there, but that state university is looking for a kid in Washington or Oregon to take that place because they'll make more money off that kid.
Talk about this, because you talk about the tier of pay. You wrote a terrific article about this. We'll post it at hereandnow.org. A lot of people are waking up to the fact that they might be subsidizing other kids, and there's a lot of resentment about that.
There's this extraordinary subsidy system in the financing of higher education. So underclassmen who essentially take larger lecture size courses are paying the same amount as upperclassmen who are taking small seminar courses. So underclassmen are subsidizing upperclassmen. Humanities majors are subsidizing science majors whose instruction requires more scientific equipment, laboratories, and much more expensive kinds of facilities. Out-of-state students are subsidizing in-state students. Foreign students are subsidizing everybody because they usually pay the full freight without any institutional financial aid. These subsidies, people are beginning to see these subsidies. And in states such as Iowa, public boards of regents and trustees are beginning to say, stop, you can't take tuition from one student Robin Hood style just to provide financial aid to another student.
Well, so what does all this mean? This resentment of the subsidizing of other students, this balking at paying the full cost, this low enrollment. You know, this comes as President Obama and other public officials trying to increase the number of people with college degrees in the U.S., responding to the fact the U.S. has fallen from first to 16th place in the world, for college grads. You told us last year that this current generation become the first to be less educated than their parents.
That's right. Even as we're seeking to turn out more college graduates, we're actually beginning to educate fewer as enrollment begins to decline. Excuse me. And the market forces that are taking hold here are going to benefit those colleges and universities that do a better job, that are more efficient, and that turn out students that make more money. You're seeing in several states, including Virginia a few weeks ago, Arkansas, Tennessee, Washington State and Florida, you can actually see the salaries of graduates from particular schools with particular degrees in particular majors. So you can see whether if you major in social work, you'll make more money if you go to College A or College B. Mm. College B's in trouble if its graduates are making less money than College A. That, I think, is going to begin to have an impact.
On the other hand, might College B be a terrific answer if fewer people are going there for the people who may not get into College A? I mean, might there be some, please tell us, silver lining in this for if colleges, for instance, cut tuitions or start to make room for different students?
Yes, and they are, because they have to. They are, in order to fill seats now, several colleges and universities, both private and public, are beginning to cut or freeze tuition. Private universities to fill seats, public universities in response to public pressure. So you see public universities in Maine, Arizona, and California have frozen their tuition in response to public anger. But also private universities, Mount Holyoke, Temple, Duquesne, University of the South, Franklin Pierce College, they have frozen or reduced their tuition, and the result of which has been increases in applicants. And so that is working for them. Now, will you see that across the board in higher education? I wouldn't expect to see prices moderating necessarily, but in some institutions you can get a better deal than you used to.
And by the way, you remind us, be aware of the institution that heralds the fact that they have the highest amount of applicants ever, because you can do it online now. A lot of people are applying more places, but it doesn't mean they've got, high enrollment.
They have more applications, not applicants.
That's right. More applications. That's right, because they have more coming in. John Marcus, reporter with the nonpartisan nonprofit education news service, The Hechinger Report. We'll link you to all of his fine reporting at hereandnow.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And also just want to know what you're thinking. Are you among the people looking at that sticker price for college and thinking, we just can't commit to this, or do you panic as many do in the last second? And as John said, mortgage the house. Let us know at hereandnow.org. Back in 1 minute, here and now.